Country Club FM.
Friday train whistle. It's the Bob FM. What do we call it? The Almanac. Friday, yeah, Almanac. January 5th. Fifth day of the year already. This date, 1933, right out of the gate with some audio.
At the Golden Gate, construction begins with the Marin Pier, which is built on bedrock on the North Shore, the work being protected by a sheet-piling cofferdam.
Very exciting documentary going back all the way. Gosh, that was probably produced in the 40s or the 50s. Construction began on the Golden Gate Bridge this date in 1933. It took several years. It is it's an engineering marvel.
It really is.
With what it took at that point in time for the folks and the engineers and everybody to come together. And it is it's a firm, strong structure. Going to be here for years and years to come. We are approaching, we're 9 years away now from the 100th. I guess it would be the 100th anniversary of construction beginning.
Right.
It took several years to build it.
Yep.
So
yep.
The actual 100th anniversary of the opening of the Golden Gate Bridge is still a ways away, but heck. I guess they wanted it. They needed it. They could pay for it.
Yeah.
Multi-millions of dollars. Very expensive during that time of the year.
Oh, I can't even imagine today's dollars. Yeah. What that would have cost.
1940 this date, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, got its first ever demonstration of static-free frequency modulation radio, FM. They used one of your Furniture and Things ads, in fact.
Right.
To demonstrate.
To
yeah.
Yeah.
How about in 45?
The wonderful love. The adoration. I love you truly. The June moon.
If there was one cartoon character that deserved chemical castration, it was Pepe Le Pew.
It really was.
I mean, he needed Depo Provera.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so out of control. Good. I mean, he...
Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, and this is the first ever Pepe Le Pew.
Love it.
Cartoon. He debuts in the Warner Brothers cartoon. He mistook a cat for a skunk.
Oh.
Adorable Kitty.
Yeah.
Was the name of that cartoon this date, 1945. Mm-hmm. And of course, a great Mel Blanc on the
Providing
voice.
The voice,
there.
Yeah.
Yep. As
he
did
wonderful.
For so many of them. Pepe
so good.
Le Pew.
Yes.
1945. How about in 49, this date, Harry Truman was our president at the time.
Right.
He labels, we had the New Deal under FDR.
Yes.
And he announced that he would have the Fair Deal.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we're going to discuss here. We'll give you a topic. The Harry Truman Fair Deal was neither fair nor a deal. Discuss.
I'm sure it was outstanding. Did it have anything to do with the state fair?
They claim that it actually helped bring about the Cold War.
Ah.
The Fair Deal.
Well, then, yeah. How good was it then?
It kept the spies in business.
Yeah.
Kept them employed.
Well,
how about that? 49. How about 1956 this date? Snoopy was a biped on the comic strip. And in the comic strip, the Peanuts, Charles Schultz. George Schultz, of course, was the Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan, as you recall. And what about Sergeant Schultz?
He was a dandy.
Yeah. But Snoopy walked on two legs for the first time.
Yeah.
He had been four-legged. Well, he's still four-legged.
Yeah, but he just...
But he was walking on all fours there for a while, and they decided, well, let's go two. Woodstock's on two. Charlie Brown is on two. You know, some of the Peanuts kids didn't have a much higher IQ than Snoopy.
Right.
And they were walking up on 2 feet. So why not Snoopy?
What's the dog in Family Guy? He walks on 2 feet, doesn't he?
Brian.
Brian.
Yes.
Brian.
Brian does, too. And he sounds suspiciously like... Seth MacFarlane.
He does,
too.
Indeed.
And anyway, that was this date, 1956. 61, we had ourselves a debut.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
Stevie theme time.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course.
A talking horse. Just what TV needed back in 61. We
For
had a
sure.
talking car, talking horse. We've had other talking things. But those are probably the two most famous ones.
Yep. We had had Francis the Talking Mule
right
prior to Mr. Ed, and I may have inspired from the Talking Mule to the Talking Horse. There were some similarities, I guess you could say, but Mr. Ed took it to a whole new level with Wilbur. That was just, it was so good.
So Mr. Ed, 1961. We also had introduction in 68.
They're the fastest metal cars you've ever seen. Mattel's new Hot Wheels. Collect them by themselves or get them in wild new action sets like the Drag Race action set.
Mattel was joining the world. Of course, Matchbox had been around for a few years already.
Sure.
And Mattel said, well, we got to come with our own little small cars. So they came up with Hot Wheels, and they were introduced this date in 1968, and they quickly overtook Matchbox cars.
Which was unfortunate.
Which was unfortunate.
I was big into Matchbox. We had all of them.
Yeah.
Played with them in our... We had a killer sandbox in the backyard, and we built mountains and trails and roads, and we used our Matchbox cars and trucks all the time there. Had a blast.
I would say we had them both. We had both Hot Wheels and Matchbox, probably equally. Probably whichever one was cheaper or on sale at the local store.
My neighbors had the Hot Wheels. They had the tracks and stuff, too.
We had some of the tracks.
Yeah.
I had uncles that had the tracks where you could actually... You'd actually put them in there, and then there was kind of a there was no batteries or anything involved. You'd crank it up, or it'd be pressure, and then you'd release it, and then the cars would go speeding, and you'd do loop de loops and all kinds of things.
Yeah, right.
Both Matchbox and Hot Wheels, and eventually Mattel actually bought Matchbox.
Oh, okay.
Like in the 1990s, because they're the toys that built America.
I love it,
and it's really fun. And my the way that I would gauge and rate. And it doesn't always have to be Hot Wheels or Matchbox, but any of the small cars, the ones that had suspension, those were the ones that I thought were the best.
Wow, yeah.
You know the ones where you lift them up a little bit and then you drop them and they bounce?
Yes, oh yeah.
Those were the ones that had suspension, those are the ones that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And they not all had suspension.
No.
So, big wheels, Hot Wheels, 1968, they were small, but they were hot, 1968. How about 71?
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters. You wonder how they could win so many games in a row.
Yeah.
Well, they finally lost one this date and broke a 2,495 game winning streak.
That's a long one.
And it wasn't the Washington Generals that beat them. It was the New Jersey Reds.
Oh, my.
100-99 came down to the wire. The Globetrotters finally losing, even though Krusty the Clown did bet on them.
Just goes to show, you can't win them all.
You can't win them all. No, not at all. How about in 75, another key product introduction?
I had to give up gum because it stuck to my dental work. But with Freedent gum from Wrigley's, I can enjoy chewing gum again. Fact is, until I'd found Freedent, I'd forgotten how fresh and clean my mouth and breath could feel.
I'm just thinking that you would have been a great, just like Susie Chapstick, Susie Quattro became Susie Chapstick. You could have become Neil Friedent.
I could have.
You could have been Neil Friedent, and although you don't have dentures, do you?
No, not yet.
No, but that's what it's all about. Friedent, gum that doesn't stick to your dentures. Mm. Wrigley's finally came up with something for denture wearers. Martha Ray was very excited because, you know, she was a denture wearer.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, she was cleaning it, and she was sealing them with Polydent. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But when it comes to chewing gum, you need a gum that doesn't stick to those dentures. The non-stick gum Freedent introduced on this date. I don't know if I've ever chewed Freedent.
I don't think
I've never had to.
No. No. But I'm not a big gum chewer, period.
No. You know, I just loved Aqua Fresh with the stuff in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Like the goo. I don't even know what you call it.
That was the toothpaste, filling. Wasn't it?
No. Aquafresh? Oh, no. What was it?
I know what you're talking about.
Aqua. Isn't it Aqua something? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, the gum Aquafresh. That had the little, gel
it
stuff
had
the in the
little,
middle.
Little square and had little stuff in there. It had cinnamon and mint and all kinds of, all kinds of different flavors. Aquafresh, Aqua Mint. I don't know.
I can't remember now.
Well, here's this.
Intro TDP time.
Price is Right. This is the date that Janice Pennington sued CBS. She was injured in an accident.
Yes. One of Barker's beauties.
She was actually assaulted by the little mountain climber guy.
I lost an eye in Plinko.
Yeah. She actually chose him. Well, you know Bob Barker did have relationships with Barker's beauties.
Yes, he did.
He's been sued by many.
Yeah.
You know, and
overstepped his bounds.
If you have a smart TV or if you have Roku, and if you have Samsung, there's a channel on there, on the Samsung television, on mine at least, and it's on other things. It's all Price is Right all the time.
Oh, you're kidding.
So you can just watch it. We were watching it. We watched like 2 hours, 3 hours of it one night. It was from 1973. It was when it was a half hour. Mm. And they had only like four or five pricing games at the time.
Sure.
So if you watch show after show after show, the same pricing games come up. And the one that was on almost every show was the one with the piggy bank.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the one where you have the car, and then you've got a mid-level prize, and then you can win $7 and change in the piggy bank.
Right.
It's good stuff. But Janice Pennington, one of Barker's beauties. Actually, I believe the real story was that she was, like, run over by a camera.
Ooh.
And actually did suffer injury.
Okay.
1993. And then 1998, pretty sad in the news.
Sonny Bono was an expert skier. He had gone off the trail for a run through the woods, but just starting down when he hit this tree. Today, the coroner said death was instantaneous.
Jeez. His death was caused by massive head injuries due to blunt force trauma.
Mm. Yeah, that was a bad story here. Sonny Bono.
Sad. He was so young.
Who was in Congress at the time, and his wife had to finish off his term. Congressman Sonny Bono died skiing accident at the age of 62 of the Sonny and Cher. Just heartbreaking when you see Cher at the funeral and the memorial service. Just how much she still loves Sonny.
Right.
You know, they pretty much separated. They just couldn't get along, really, as far as a marriage couple, but she still loved him, and that was evident.
For sure.
So that was his date, 1998. Oh, you know, that little project that my staff is working on, it's taking longer than my staff had anticipated.
Right.
So we are earmarking, we are targeting Monday.
Okay.
For the project.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I just can hardly stand it.
The weekend. Again, that's another tease. Yeah. Basically, we're just doing this on purpose to keep people listening. Birthdays.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Duvall, Apocalypse Now.
One of the greatest actors of our time.
Academy Award winning Robert Duvall. He's done a lot.
He's so good in the West. He's with Kevin Costner in Open Range. That's on the INSP channel tonight. I'm going to watch for about the 15th time.
Hunker down, grab some popcorn.
Yep.
And then enjoy. He's 93 today.
Lonesome
so he's
Dove
still,
also. Remember
still
when
with
that?
Us. Yeah, and of course The Godfather.
Yeah,
and
so many.
MASH.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Great actor.
How about Diane Keaton today?
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you.
Oh, God. What a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well.
Diane Keaton defeated Woody Allen. I think it was 40 Love, 40 Love, 40 Love.
That's a whitewashing.
Yeah, it was. She won him and beat him pretty easily at tennis. Yeah. I can't see Woody Allen being good at tennis.
He doesn't strike me as the athletic sort.
No, that's, of course, from Annie Hall, Academy Award winning movie, which, in fact, Diane Keaton won the Oscar for her role.
Nice work.
In Annie Hall. And she is 78 today for Diane Keaton. Let's head to the Love Boat.
We should.
Oh, forget it. I mean, I'm just a bartender. And you're a star.
What time do you get off work?
Whoa, Isaac. He parlayed that into a date on The Love Boat.
I gotta remember that line.
He was Isaac the bartender, Ted Lang, And there were, I don't know how he got around the boat as quickly as he did.
No.
They must have had like little portals.
Right.
You know, tunnels, secret tunnels and shortcuts for him, because he'd be at one bar like down by the pool, and then he'd be up on the promenade deck.
Yeah.
Like the very next scene.
Right.
And dressed in a different getup. You know, he'd have a different color bow tie on.
He was a mixologist.
Right. There actually is a drink out there called the Isaac.
Oh, okay.
So next time you're at a cocktail party, just ask for the Isaac.
I'm just a radio sidekick. You're a star. I wonder if I can parlay that into a date.
I don't think so. Remember, probably. That's just TV.
Oh, okay.
So, Ted Lang is 76.
Watson's gone. The room's wrecked. Kidnapping, I'd say.
The house on Bracken Moor. 8 people are brought together by mysterious circumstances. One by one, the people start to disappear.
We'll have to wait until he lets us out before we can make
Nancy
a move.
Nancy Drew.
Intrigue.
Pamela Sue Martin, 71 today. Do you think the Nancy Drew that was in the books, do you think she was as good looking as Pamela Sue Martin was on the TV show?
I don't know. I hope so, but she was beautiful young lady.
Exactly. Pamela Sue Martin. And you know that she always rebuffed the advances of the Hardy Boys.
Yeah. Frank was after hard, but didn't work out.
71 for Pamela Sue Martin. Clancy Brown, he was always that scumbag prison guard at Shawshank.
Oh, sure.
Tax-free. IRS can't touch 1 cent.
You're that smart banker would kill his wife, aren't you? Why should I believe a smart banker like you? So I can end up in here with you?
He's a smart banker.
Oh,
indeed. Yeah. And that's...
he was a bad, bad guy.
The actor. He got what he deserved.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
He went bawling to the police car as they hauled him away.
Right.
But sniveling. His boss took the coward's way out.
Right.
As you recall. Exactly. Clancy Brown, who played Hadley in Shawshank Redemption. He also does a voice on some voice on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, that's a contrast in characters.
Clancy Brown, 65. One of the judges on that dancing show.
Yeah. Two of you have the most insane chemistry on the dance floor. It's like, whoa. I was like, whoa. It's like, whoa.
Carrie Ananaba, that's her. She was. She claims to have discovered J-Lo.
Oh, okay.
As a dancer, 56. And as a performer, J-Lo's a very good dancer.
Yes, she is.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I did.
But Carrie Ananaba, Dancing with the Stars, is still on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That thing is still going.
I got to look. Watch for it.
Remember when Marilyn Manson decided to cover the Eurythmics song?
I can't say it's my favorite.
He really slowed it down a little bit there, but Marilyn Manson, pretty popular, controversial.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird man's name, I always thought.
Well, that's not his real name, of course. He wanted to combine Marilyn. He wanted to compare two things kind of on the opposite sides of the spectrum, from what I know from his bio. He wanted Marilyn, like for Marilyn Monroe, and then Manson, like Charles Manson.
Sure.
So you put those two together, you get Marilyn Manson.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And he's made a lot of money, and he is not the guy who played Paul Pfeiffer on The Wonder Years.
Okay.
Just an FYI, that was always a rumor, but it was never true. Mm-hmm. Marilyn Manson is 55 today. Bradley Cooper's always good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Are you okay?
Well, Claire, my head's buried in a toilet. What do you think? Why don't you do the math, okay?
Honey, it's okay.
They had slipped him some eye drops there. And he was hugging that toilet pretty tight.
Didn't feel good, evidently.
In Wedding Crashers. Right. But he's good in everything that he does.
Yes, he is.
You know, he did some singing in The Star is Born with Lady Gaga. And I just seen him in something. What was it? It was, we watched The Mule.
Oh, with the Clint Eastwood? He's in that?
He's like the DEA agent that's tracking him down. And he was good in that. Of course, did you mention the Hangover movies?
No, but he's in them.
He's in all
of
them.
And he was in the A-Team. I saw that.
Well, he wasn't Hannibal. He was Face. He was Face Man.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper, 49.
What are you doing? I'm bored. Go bang your head against the wall.
Mom.
Only boring people are bored.
Only boring people are bored.
Well,
keep
that
in
mind.
January Jones, Betty Draper, married to Don Draper, played by John Hamm on the Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
who I started to watch that. We were going to probably binge it and got through the first few episodes. It was just kind of slow starting and I never got back with it. So
it got pretty good point, critical reviews.
Yeah. I think if I got going with it again, I would enjoy it. But she's 46.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We got a solid list. Astrologer, if you needed to know what was happening and what's going to happen in your life, you ask Jean Dixon.
This is Jean Dixon. So many of you have asked me to interpret the stars for you. Now I can give you your own horoscope 24 hours a day based on your birthday, even the year. All you need is a touchstone telephone. You'll hear my special message for you about life, money, and love.
Can you interpret these spots on my hand, too?
Yeah, right. What does that mean?
Yeah.
There was at some point.
Don't tell me you called.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
When we were young. I mean, that must have been in the 70s. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, she did it for a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, she was born on this day, 1904. I did want to mention Zebulon Pike. He's got a peak named after him, for crying out loud. And I've been to the top of Pike's Peak. Have you been to the top?
What's the big deal with having a peak named after you? Every widow has a peak named after
him. Well, that is true, too. Zebulon Pike, born on this day, 1779. All right, now we move down to 1910. He ably assisted Captain Kangaroo. He was Mr. Green Jeans, Hugh Branum.
What do you got here, Mr. Green Jeans? A new invention?
You bet.
What does it do?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure yet, but I think it's going to really be a big one.
He wasn't the sharpest tool in that barn.
With all the walls and stuff.
He had plenty of hay, though.
Hugh Branum, born on this day, 1910. He was TV's Superman in the 50s, George Reeves.
Half an hour ago, Superman rescued 10 persons from a burning building.
Oh, yes, sir. I know about that.
And I know about it, too. From the front page of every rival paper in town.
Well, at the time, I sort of had my hands full.
And your head empty. Listen to me, Kent. The next scatterbrain I catch around here is going to be sorry.
Great Caesar's ghost.
Yes.
The chief was letting him have it.
Chief let him have both barrels.
He didn't know who he was talking to.
Right.
Course.
Well, he had the glasses on at that point. You couldn't recognize.
How could you tell the difference? There's just no way.
Superman. Same hairdo, same everything.
Same voice.
No glasses. And he couldn't decipher it. So who's really the smart guy there? George Reeves played Superman. It didn't necessarily look like the Supermans that would follow.
No, but he was did a little gooey he up did top. It. He could have worked on the pecs maybe
a
little more.
Right, but he did it well. George Reeves, 1914. A fine actress, Jane Wyman.
Oh, Melody makes the worst tea in Tuscany. I sent Lance over to figure you out.
I should have known.
Well, he wouldn't spy on you, but to tell you the truth, I think he's still in love with you. Mm. I think he's crazy.
You said he's still in love with me?
It makes you sick, doesn't it?
She delivered some great lines in Falcon Crest.
She was very good. 1917 for that Academy Award-winning actress, Jane Wyman. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the great Sam Phillips. 1923, of course, he's the guy who's discovered Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, the $1 Million Quartet. He did pretty well.
He knew talent when he saw it.
Absolutely, and he heard it. 1923 for Sam Phillips. He was one of us, and he was a vice president. Ran for president, didn't work out that well. We're talking about the one and only Walter Mondale.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah. Boy, he put Gary Hart in his place.
Yeah, he let him have that. 1928 for Walter Mondale. Now, within the last week, we've had all four coaches that beat the Vikings in the Super Bowl. Three that had birthdays, one that passed away. And today we're talking about Chuck Knoll from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Born on this day, 1932. Yesterday we had Shula, we had whoever.
Hank Stram.
Hank Stram and John Madden passed away a week ago. So there you go. They've all made appearances on the Bob Almanac. It was 1932. And that's it. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
You did forget another NFL coach. And yeah, Chuck Knoll was great, but did he ever grab a microphone and yell at his own fans?
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything onto this field, point them out, or get them out of here? You don't live in Cleveland. Get out of Cincinnati.
Sam Weish.
That was a great call.
Those words will live in infamy. Yes. You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. Stop acting like you live in Cleveland. Pretty much is what he's saying.
Right. that had to endear him to Browns fans everywhere.
They were throwing stuff at him his next trip there at Municipal Stadium.
If there wasn't a rivalry then, there was, or before, there was then. Sam Weich, what year was he born?
1945. He died 4 years ago. And then one more on the music side.
Going to Kansas City.
Oh, yes.
Kansas City, here I come.
This is a pretty big hit. I don't know how your staff
I don't know. That's a problem, I got to tell you.
Wilbert Harrison.
Kansas City, here I come.
What do they got? They got something. What do they got? They got what?
They got some crazy little women there, and I'm going to get me one.
They're hanging out just outside of Kemper Arena.
Right.
Wilbert Harrison, 1929. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten. Did that chart country, do you think?
No.
It did. Okay.
Oh, and the golfing farmer tells us that the gum with the liquid in the center was called Freshen Up.
Freshen Up.
Freshen
there
Up, not Aqua Fresh.
And not 7-Up.
And not, no, Freshen Up.
Freshen Up.
So thank you. Trisha Yearwood, thinking about you as we roll into the weekend. For a little while, Tim McGraw. Or, we need another fast one here, Faith Hill, the lucky one, will fit right in there.
Yeah, let's do Faith. I like that.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albert, KDBG, HD1.